Governor, I know you're busy traveling right now, so I appreciate your time.
Sure.
First off, tell me about the establishment today of an Office of Transformation. What's the goal here?
The Office of Transformation is an outgrowth of the recommendations from the Arkansas Policy Foundation that did a review of our efficiency efforts in state government, how we can better deliver services to the people of Arkansas, utilizing technology and doing it more efficiently and saving taxpayers' dollars. And so to really push some of those initiatives, I'm creating the Office of Transformation, which is not a new bureaucracy. I've asked Amy Fetcher, who's at Economic Development, to lead that effort. So we're using existing resources that will be driven out of the governor's office with all the agencies of state government, just trying to emphasize efficiencies and the proper delivery of services and seeing how we can better consolidate services to save the taxpayers' money.
You're in Washington, D.C., and I understand you were to meet with Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell today about the state obtaining a federal waiver for the Arkansas Works program. Has that meeting happened yet?
I met with Secretary Burwell today. We continued the discussions about the waiver for Arkansas Works, which is really the reform efforts for our Medicaid population to put in work referral requirements, to put into place cost sharing, to hopefully get a control over the costs that the state has at risk on this program. And so I met with her. We have not finalized all of the elements of the waiver yet. We're continuing to work on it. Secretary Burwell has agreed to the cost sharing requirements. She's agreed to the worker training referrals as a requirement in it. And we're still negotiating on the reform centered around employer-sponsored insurance to encourage employer insurance and not just the utilization of government insurance. So we've got some more work to do there, but we're trying to drive that through, obviously, before the end of the year when the current program ends.
Any idea when you'll hear something back on that or when you'll know more?
Well, my team is up here continuing the discussions, and so I can't predict how soon will be, but we're hopeful that we'll get this wrapped up quickly. And there's just some differences of opinion. We want to go further in terms of our reform efforts than this administration is willing to go. So we've made it clear that if we don't get everything, then we're going to come back to the next administration and reapply for the waiver that will give us the flexibility and the reform that we need.
And finally, on the topic of the incoming president, President-elect Trump, you're set to meet with his transition team. Have details been set for that?
I actually followed up my meeting with Secretary Burwell with a meeting with the transition team focused on Health and Human Services. And I brought them up to date as to where we are in Arkansas and our objectives of expanding access to care, but also really making sure that we can control the cost of it. We have too many people on the Medicaid expansion, and we need to control that number better. And I presented them ideas as to what we're working on in Arkansas that will accomplish those objectives. And it's a good balance between what we want to do in expanding access, but at the same time controlling cost and making sure that there's cost sharing and it doesn't become an entitlement program, but that it's something that is a help to people as they're trying to move up the economic ladder.
And did members of the transition team seem receptive to that?
Well, they are. I mean, President-elect Trump has already announced that he wants to do more of a block grant type effort with the states where they give them more flexibility. So that path is clear, but the transition team was more in the receiving mode as to what we are doing in Arkansas, helping to shape the direction they go, but they're not going to be able to make any definitive decisions until Secretary Price, Secretary Designate Price, is confirmed by the Senate. And so it's early, but we wanted to be here early to get our voice heard.
Governor Asa Hutchinson from Washington, D.C. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
This is 89.1 KUAR.